Welcome to Ignite Your Passion. Did you know that the tradition for leaving milk and cookies for Santa here in the U.S. was started in the 1930s during the Great Depression? It was a way of showing gratitude during a time of struggle. I love to hear about holiday traditions, and I hope you do too. I hope you get new inspiration for new ideas and thought I would share some of those holiday traditions from some of my friends around the world and here in the U.S. This is episode 3 of 6 episodes, so be sure you tune in to my holiday traditions episodes. They're pretty incredible. In this episode, you'll hear from Janine, who's from Pennsylvania. You'll hear from Dorothy, who's from Australia. And you'll also hear from Chris from Colorado. Let's take a listen. I hope you enjoy.
Thank you so much for having me here. My name is Janine Ellsworth. I am host of the Women Friends podcast, and I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I would like to share that my family's Christmas tradition has been, I think, forged out of simplicity and low expectations. We have for about the last 10 or 15 years, I have a very big family. When we get together on Christmas Eve, everybody brings one gift and one gift only, and that gift has to be consumable. So we have had everything from like nice tea or coffee to gift cards for a car wash or like a book of stamps, like stuff that's super practical that can be eventually gotten rid of, that is, doesn't stick around. It's not some tchotchke that sticks around your house that you kind of never really liked anyway, or a sweater that didn't fit. And like my husband, he makes ice cream, he makes yogurt, homemade stuff. So he's contributed that before. He'll bring like a cooler and have a pint of homemade chocolate ice cream. Ooh. Somebody gets to go away with that. And
that's
so
awesome. I bet everybody wants that one.
Exactly.
And want that one. They're like watching you when you walk in.
For sure. And there is trading, and it can get vicious. So that's also the part of the fun of it. So I guess it is kind of a white elephant thing where you write down the numbers. Everybody gets a number. And then you get like, okay, whoever has number one gets to pick first from among, everything's wrapped, right? Except for the cooler. I mean, that's kind of a dead giveaway. Yeah, everything is wrapped and you get to choose, and then you get to open. And then if you got your eye on that ice cream, you can forcibly share it or swap it with that person. So it like creates a really fun part of the party. Like our family's never been the kind of sit and like watch the game or like have a Christmas movie. Like we play games and we do a lot of interacting, but this also keeps us from talking about sensitive issues, like topics that, you know, current events that maybe everybody doesn't agree on or something. So it's really fun. And everybody goes home with something, and it's not a big deal. And it's also helpful because, so like sometimes, for instance, my father-in-law will come from out of town and he'll spend Christmas with us, or like my sister's in-laws or a random aunt will come and spend the holiday with us. And so everybody always is like, okay, what do I bring? You know, who do I need to buy gifts for? It's like, you bring one thing. And it can be, you know, a bottle of nice olive oil or something. And so everybody's happy.
Oh, that's so cool. I love it. Yeah. I love it. We're thinking of doing that as well this year, but we only have 6 people. So I'm not sure if that's going to be enough it's going to be a quick game.
Oh, it'll still be fun though, because you can do several rounds of swapping and also there's, you know, there are those people who like to stuff the game with like extra kind of gag gifts, or maybe they're not even gag gifts. I think one year I wrapped up a big like 24 pack of toilet paper
well, it's consumable, and actually that might go well.
You know, I got rock salt, you know, for like melting the snow in your driveway. I don't know if you have that situation where you are. But
we did in February. We had snowvid.
That's right. Oh my gosh, you guys were really slammed. But it's freezing is a regular occurrence. Ice is just a Pittsburgh's middle name. Yeah. So, you know, it can be really simplistic and keep it low budget. And it, you know, it meets the needs of like everybody who, if there's like people who are in college and they're struggling, or this one lost their job this year, or this one just, you know, whatever. It's like, it's totally low pressure. And that makes it so much easier to like enjoy the love and the warmth and the fuzziness that you want out of Christmas. And then you get to sing in the Christmas carols and
Yeah, so true.
Yeah.
I love it.
Thanks. It's really nice. It's a really nice way to spend the holiday.
Hi, my name's Dorothy. I'm from Brisbane, Australia, in Queensland. We were lucky enough to meet Bonnie many years ago when she came for a trip down under. Where our family tradition is, on Christmas Eve, my granddaughter comes over, Heidi. She helps me lay out all the Christmas decorations on the table, and I use my beautiful old country roses, Royal Albert China. We get all the best things out and the crystal glasses, and we have our hot traditional meal at night time, because in Australia it's summertime, and this year they're predicting it's going to be about 28 to 30 degrees Celsius, which is probably around about 80 degrees Fahrenheit for you. So it's a totally different scenario to being in America. And then we have, after everything's cleaned up, we have eggnog to finish off the night and watch Christmas carols on TV.
You'll do a Christmas tree and...
Yes, my daughter, son-in-law, do a Christmas tree, a big Christmas tree, but our house is little, so I just have a little one that goes on the table with flashing lights.
Then do you celebrate then Christmas Eve or on Christmas Day?
We actually do our presents Christmas Day, but Christmas Eve, the fact that it's so hot here, it's too hot to have a hot meal during the day, so we will still have a breakfast or a lunch, but it would be the cold leftovers from the night before.
What does your meal usually include?
Well, it would be turkey and ham. My granddaughter loves pork with crackling. So all the roast veggies, Christmas pudding, and obviously brandy custard, of course, if there's any brandy left over. And obviously the sauce to go, cranberry sauce to go with turkey and that kind of thing. So sometimes I do a few different Christmas things. I haven't gone through my Christmas book yet to find out what extra things we might have. It's a little bit early, although I've done all my Christmas shopping.
You're done with your Christmas shopping?
It's done.
Oh my gosh.
I just have to wrap it up now.
Wow. So we're actually in early November and you got it done. That's an amazing feeling, I'm sure.
I know. Well, the fact I knew I was going to be out of action for a few weeks, I thought, get it in, get it done. Because then once the school holidays start, I don't like being out, you know, because it gets very busy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And so what do you do for Christmas? I suppose I'll have to watch your podcast or your video.
Yes, you do. You will. Do you decorate your house or do anything like that? Or is it just...
Oh, I put a few decorations up. And of course, my Christmas cards will be being posted soon. I need to have your address so I can post you a Christmas card, Bonnie.
Definitely. I love one from you. I'll send you one back. I haven't done postcards in a while.
Oh, no, it's a tradition. When my daughter was young, I always liked to get my Christmas cards out around about now, because when you've got little ones, it's exciting for them to go to the post box and get a card out. Oh. And because I think it's nice to have them displayed. So it's a little bit of excitement leading up until Christmas.
That sounds incredible. I've actually seen displays and I thought, well, that'd be cool to do, but I don't really do so many Christmas cards and I don't get any Christmas cards really.
Oh no.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. But I've seen where they have a display where basically the cards form a triangle, which looks like a Christmas tree. And then they put something at the bottom as a base and they just put it on the wall. And I thought, that's a neat idea, something to do with your Christmas cards.
Well, you need to go and get the base because you'll have one card to put on your display. Maybe if you save the cards up over the years, you'll get a whole display.
Yeah.
See, that's about modern technology. I have friends that send me an email. It's not the same.
No, you're right. It is not the same. So you're right. It's time to start sending cards out again.
Just don't send me the bill for the postage. Send it to all your friends.
So normally do you take down your tree at a certain time or just like right after Christmas or after
my granddaughter, they take it down on the 1st of January because no, that with her, my granddaughter's 7, so they have friends, they might not see Christmas Day and the children exchange presents, so it's nice when the other people come to still have the tree up, still would have that feeling of Christmas.
Yes. Beautiful.
Do you have plans to get some of these new ideas for Christmas, or you don't have time? for all of them?
Well, we are going to incorporate a few of the ideas. We're actually going to go away for Christmas. We're going to Ruidoso, New Mexico. So there will be snow. And I'm looking forward to that. But we're going to do one of my friends, his tradition every year, and they're from Louisiana. They read a Christmas book, and he reads it with a Cajun accent. I'm like, it's a really cute story. You'll actually hear it, too, on my podcast. But yeah, so I'm excited about that because they're going to be going with us. We're going in our RVs, and so we're going to be camping with two other couples.
Oh, so, lovely.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We're going to do some snow tubing, and maybe this is our new tradition.
Perhaps. And will you be packing your pickle?
Well, will I be packing my what?
Will you be packing a pickle to go?
My pickle. Packing your pickle? I probably won't pack a pickle.
As long as you have plenty of eggnog supplies, that's the main thing.
Exactly, right? Eggnog with, what do y'all put in your eggnog? Is it rum?
Bourbon? Yes, a Bundaberg rum.
Excellent.
You probably don't get Bundaberg rum there, do you?
I don't know, but I bet we could order it online. Bundaberg?
Yeah, Bundaberg. So that Bundaberg is a city just above, it's probably about a 5-hour drive north of Brisbane.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, I'll have to look that up. Well, thank you so much for being with us today and sharing your traditions.
Thank you so much for inviting me. You're an amazing lady. I tell, we've got some friends who live on the Sunshine Coast, and they have a front porch and they put their table and chairs out every afternoon, and they have people from the neighbourhood come for drinks. So when your new song was released, I sent it to her via messenger and said, Bonnie's done this especially for you, driveway drinking. They love it.
Oh my gosh, I love that. You gave me goosebumps.
And they've got one of those Google doorbells, you know, and so they can see when they're not home. So, because sometimes they come down to Brisbane, their daughter lives quite close to us, and they see all these neighbours turning up, putting out the tables and chairs and having the driveway drink whether they're there or not.
I love it. You're an amazing lady yourself. So I feel so blessed to have met you.
Oh, I do too. It just seems so long ago.
It does.
But I talk about you fondly, and I say to all my friends, you've got to download Bonnie's song.
Well, hopefully sometime soon I'll get to come see you in Australia again.
That would be fantastic. We were hoping to do a white Christmas in Canada last year, but COVID ruined that. So we should never say never, but it's unlikely that we'll get back. But who knows? Who knows what's around the corner? Maybe you young people can come and visit. Yes, but maybe you could come for a hot Christmas.
I'll tell you what, why don't we meet in Canada?
You're being very cheeky now. Why don't we meet in Fiji?
Oh, okay, Fiji. Let's do it. I'm up for that.
You just need to get some time in your busy schedule.
I always make time for people I love. I wish you a happy, healthy, safe Christmas.
Thank you, and hopefully 2022 will be kind to us all.
Yes, and then we can do our Fiji trip.
Yes, that's right. Sounds fantastic. Take care. Sending our love.
All right. Sending love to you too.
I'm Kristen, and we live in Conifer, Colorado, which is about 10 miles outside of Denver into the foothills. One of our traditions is the Christmas pickle. And I will tell you, since you and I talked about it, I kind of checked into some other information on it. So I heard about it the first time probably 25 years ago. I was actually at a Barnes & Noble after Christmas sale, and there was a Christmas pickle ornament. So I picked it up and I took it home, and we started putting it on the tree. And the idea is, there's a bunch of different variations. What I do is when we decorate the tree, which back then was probably around the 15th of December, I would hang the pickle at that time. And they get lost in the tree. It's, believe it or not, it's really hard to find them in there. And I'm not kidding. There have been years when I have thrown it out with the tree and had to go and buy a new one.
Oh.
And the idea is that whoever finds it on the tree first shouts it out. And sometimes it can take a day or two, they get a special gift. So I would pick up a book or a really pretty journal, usually something book related, because I'm a huge fan of printed words. And then whoever saw it first would get the gift. So since you and I talked, I thought, okay, I got to kind of figure out where this really came from. So I started looking into it, and all of the literature that comes with the pickle claim that it's an old German tradition. Okay. And I think that's probably what interested me in the first place, because my background is very German. Go on, dog. And so is my husband's. So, and neither one of us had ever heard of it. And I was like, well, that's so bizarre. I started looking into it, and it turns out that it is not an old German tradition.
Oh.
It sounds like what happened was after World War II, back then Woolworth, you might not remember,
yes,
Woolworth.
I remember hearing of Woolworth.
Yeah. So Woolworth was like the five and dime that everybody went to get everyday items. It was kind of like the Walmart of the 40s through the 80s. Apparently, Woolworth had imported a bunch of glass ornaments from Germany, and they were in the shapes of fruits and vegetables. Okay. And for whatever reason, the pickle was not very popular.
Oh.
So at the end of Christmas, they had a ton of these left. So some marketing genius decided to claim that it was an old German tradition, since they'd come from Germany. He at least tied it to that. And the next year, the sales on the Christmas pickle ornament were through the roof, because everybody wanted it to be something that was old world that they were bringing into their families. Look at this dog. Yeah. Do you see her? She's
yes.
On the table.
She's on the table. It looks like she's hovering over you and you're sitting in a chair.
She's protecting me. So anyway, so it turns out that our long family tradition is really just something that some marketing person came up with, but the kids enjoyed it when they were little. They had a blast trying to find it.
Yes.
And like I said, there were a lot of times. So now every year you can find them. They sell them all over the place.
Well, I love how you just took it anyways and then made it your own. And
yes,
you know, it's neat. It's different. And you created it. You've made it a tradition.
It's a relatively new tradition, but it is a tradition.
Oh, I love it. Well, do you want to share about dinners or like what you eat normally?
So we're very traditional. We always do a turkey. My husband prefers ham. So sometimes, depending on, you know, how much cooking I want to do, we'll do a ham too.
Yeah.
But we prefer to, you know, just a traditional turkey, stuffing, mashed potatoes and gravy. And then all the other trimmings, some kind of sweet potato casserole.
Sounds yummy. Is that on Christmas Day, or do y'all do that on Christmas Eve?
That's always on Christmas Day. On Christmas Day.
That's
so
a lot
Christmas
of food, right?
It is.
You want to eat it early.
We do. And it's usually Christmas Day and the next day and the day after. Because I can't do a small turkey for whatever reason. It's got to be like the biggest turkey I can find.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for sharing your holiday tradition.
Absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me, Bonnie. I appreciate it.
I hope that inspired you with some new holiday ideas. And make sure you keep an eye out for upcoming episodes. Feel free to share this with your family and friends. If you have any topics that you want to discuss, or you are doing what you love, I'd love to hear from you. Please email Bonnie@BonnieLang.com or send me a direct message on Instagram @BonnieLang. Peace, love, happiness, and hugs to you. And don't forget to subscribe. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.